The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Psochim daf Bamid David. The Gemara here in Mesechta Psochim says, "Being on a memro, the hiche itmad yev Ashi ahod omer of Abin v'rav Acha omer of Yitzchok." Ashi's memory was said, and the memory of Reb Abin bar Reb Acha Amar Reb Yitzchok. What did he say? He said, "Abba Shaul Gevel Shabis Rebbe Hoyo." The person by the name of Abba Shaul, he was the mixer in the house of Rebbe. He was the person that, like a baker, that he made different things. V'hoyu mechamin loichamin v'chitin shal trumot tmeya lolosh ben isa b'tahar. They would warm up hot water for him with making a fire out of fuel of chitin of which are from trumot tmeya, and they would heat up the water to bake dough b'tahar. So the Gemara then goes into its own discussion. How could they do such a thing? Why aren't the Chayshishis going to come to Takala? But let's focus on this first part of that, on the memory itself. So the Gemara says that Abba Shaul used to heat up for him, they used to burn chitim of Trumat Meya in order to heat up water for him to make dough of Isa B'Tahara. In fact, Tosfos questions on this Gemara, why was it mutter for them to burn Chitim of Truma if the people in Beis Rebbe were not Kehanim? Then how could they be Nene from this fuel which is really Truma? In other words, like this. We know that when you have Truma, anybody in Eretz Yisrael that grows a field, they have to take off Trumas and Maisris. They have to take off separate different amounts of whatever grows of the produce and give it some, gets designated for Kehanim and is called Truma, and it has its own halachis. Some is called Meiser, there's Meiser Rishon, there's the first tithe, then there's Meiser Sheni, the second tithe. In any case, the Truma, the first thing that's separated, which is given to the Kohen, is Truma. It has a certain Kedusha, holiness, and it's also to make it Tameh. You're not allowed to make it become Tameh, and when it does become Tameh, then it cannot be eaten, and it must be, it's allowed to be burned, and a kohen is allowed to be nana from it when it's burnt. Additionally, truma has to be given to a kohen. Not only does it have to be given to the kohen, that it becomes the kohen's money, but it becomes his property, that it's under his ownership, but the Yisrael, even if he will own it, even if the Yisrael will buy it back from the Kohen, or inherit it from his grandfather, a Kohen, he also is not allowed to eat it because of the Kedusha that it has. The Torah says that since it's holy, it could only be eaten by Kohanim. So Tosfos says that just like when it's tor and it's eaten, it can only be eaten by Kohanim, so too when it's tummy and it's not allowed to be eaten even by Kehanim, and when it's tummy it gets burnt, when it gets burnt and the hano, the benefit from the heat that's caused from its burning is permitted for Kehanim, but there also it's specific for Kehanim. Just like a Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma Tahira, so too a Yisrael is not allowed to be Nene, is not allowed to benefit from the burning of the Truma when it's Tami. So Tosis is bothered. So if so, why in the house of Rebbe were they able to heat up the hot water with the fuel of Chitim of Truma Tmeya? So Tosis says that in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that his only explanation was that in the house of Rebbe there were a lot of people, and some of the people there were Kehanim, and when they used Truma Tmeya as fuel, they only did so when they were busy preparing, when they were heating up the water to make dough to for Kehanim to eat. When they were making bread for Kehanim, then they would use the Truma Tmeya as fuel. Because anyone else other than Kehanim cannot benefit. Any benefit that comes about through the destruction of Truma is offered to the Yisrael, just to anyone that's not a Kohen, just like eating it is offered to anyone that's not a Kohen. That's how Rabbeinu Tam gets out of the problem of what's going on in this Gemara, that they, in the house of Rebbe, they would use Truma Tmeya to heat up the water. The Rash in Masechta the Trumas gives a different pshat. He says that like this, there's a machloikis rishonim. If this that a Yisrael, if this that anyone that's not a Kohen is not allowed to benefit from Truma Tmeya, from any Hanor Shel Kilu it's called, a Yisrael or anyone that's not a Kohen cannot benefit from Truma that's being destroyed, is that an Issa Derabonon? Is that a rabbinic prohibition? Or is that an Issa Derayisai biblical prohibition? So the Rash in the Mishnah, he says, brings down the Machlokes, but his opinion, he's going with the opinion that it's only awesome in Derabonon. It's only rabbinically prohibited. And being so, says the Rash, that whenever it's a Tzairus Rabim, whenever it's for the purpose of many people, it's permitted. So says the Rash, since in Beis Rebbe there were a lot of people, so that was considered a tzayuch ravim, a tzayuch for the public. So, and since the whole prohibition is a rabbinic prohibition, the rabbi said that just like they were the ones that prohibited it, and they are the ones that permitted it whenever it's for the purpose of many people. So those are the two ways to learn how in Beis Rebbe they were using Truma Tmeya to heat up water to make dough. There's actually a slight variation in the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that they were doing it for Kehanim in the house of Rebbe. So the way Tosfos says it in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, they were only the benefactors, those that were benefiting from this baking, were only Kehanim. Other Rishonim learned in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that this, not sure if they say it in Rabbeinu Tam, but also part of the Rabbeinu, the Ran and Rabbeinu David, they learn that the Olam is also for anyone other than a Kohen to be Nena Hano Shel Kibui, even if it's a Tzayuch Rabbin. And in Beis Rebbe, the reason why in Beis Rebbe they heated it up is because there were Kehanim there. However, they learn that once there are Kehanim there, Agav the Kehanim, these things could also be Nena. So they're not adding. They're going to make one big baking. They're going to make one big fire to heat up a nice amount of water. They don't have to add any Truma Tmeya for the purpose of benefiting non-Kehanim. Then it's permitted for Israelis to go and benefit from this fire. There's nothing wrong with the Israel benefiting as long as there's no extra Truma being burnt for the purpose of the Israel. That's the way some other Rishonim, other than Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, learn. Al Kalponim, we have a story that we see from this Gemara, that is that it's also to benefit from Truma Timeya, it's also for a non-Kayin to benefit from Truma Timeya, any benefit that comes from the destruction of the Truma. It's called Hanor Shel Kilui. I'd like to focus today's shiur on a very interesting discussion on this topic. There's a Yushalmi, the very, very last Yushalmi in Masechet Terumos, has an interesting shaila. The Yushalmi says like this: Ma'u lehadlik shemen sreifa b'chanukah. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to use truma temeya, oil that's from truma temeya? Are you allowed to use that to light Chanukah neiros? I'm in the Bay of Bianai, so the people of the house of Bianai say, Madlikim Meshemen Sefer B'Chanukah. You could use shemen of Truma Temeya for Chanukah. You could use oil that's really Truma Temeya for the neiros of Chanukah. Amri Av Niso, if Niso says, Ano lo yano chokim le'abo. He says that he never saw his father. Ima Ava Amri Li, but his mother told him, As Avuch Hava Omer, that your father used to say, Misha Inle Shemesh of Chulin, somebody that doesn't have oil, of Chulin, Malik Shemesh Reva B'Chanukah. He could use Shemen, the Chumet Meya and Chanukah. So there's a couple questions over here. That is, first of all, what's the Shail of the Yushalmi? What's the Sophic of the Yushalmi? What are the two tzadim? And why is it actually permitted? Yushalmi is saying that if somebody does not have any other oil to use, then they're allowed to use oil of Trumat Meya to light an Eretz Chanukah. So right away on the Yushalmi, the Mari Ponim says that the Yushalmi is talking about a non-Kohen using Shemen Sreifa. A non-Kohen is using the Shemen of Truma Temeya to light his Neiros Chanukah. And he says, why is it permitted? L'chayr we know that Hanor Shel Kilui, a benefit that comes from the destruction of the Truma Temeya, is also for Yisrael. So why, if it's Neiros Chanukah, should it be permitted? So the Maraponim says he has only one way of learning, and that is to say that we know there's a very famous machlokes which is discussed already in Rishonim. If there's a yisoid like this, we say mitzvah is lav lihonis ninu. Mitzvahs are not given to be nene for benefit, and when a person does a mitzvah, the benefit that a person is getting from doing the mitzvah is not considered a benefit. So therefore, you're allowed to use, the Yushalmi says, comes to a conclusion, that you're allowed to use Shemen Sreifa, Shemen of Trumat Meya, for Neiros Chanukah, because that you benefit, that you're able to do the mitzvah of Chanukah, that's not considered a benefit. Such a benefit is not a benefit, and this everybody agrees, that a benefit of a mitzvah is not a benefit. But there's a machlokes, if I say this klal, this rule, even by mitzvah is the rabbanon. So says the Maraponim, like this way that we're learning, it comes out the Yushalmi saying that even though the mitzvah like Chanukah Neiros is only of the rabbanon, I still say that mitzvah is like the honest ninu. It's not considered a benefit that you're doing the mitzvah of the rabbanon. And if so, says the Maraponim, we see over here proof to those opinions that say that even on the Rabbanon, we say, mitzvah is lovely, honest ninu. Mitzvah is doing mitzvah is not considered a benefit. So the Rambam, this Yushalmi is not only a Yushalmi, but the Rambam has things like this Yushalmi. The Rambam in Perikid Aleph from Hilchos Trumas Halacha Yudches paskins like this Yushalmi. And if Chaim Kinievsky has a sefer called Derech Amuno, an explanation on the Rambam's in Hilchas Zroim. So he explains this Rambam, that the Rambam brings on this Yushalmi, and he explains what's the topic of the Yushalmi, what's the maskon of the Yushalmi. So he brings down this Mahalas to learn that maybe I could say that the explanation of the Yushalmi is that it's mutter to lie near Chaneke with Shem and Shumatmeya because it's mitzvahs lavdi honisin. Mitzvahs are not considered a benefit. But he asks, if so, why is it only permitted for somebody that has no other oil? Yushalmi says, somebody that doesn't have any oil of chulin, they're allowed to use shemen of tshumat meya. Usually, if we say mitzvah lavi honis ninu, it's mutter to do so, even the katchila, even if he has other oil, let him use this oil of shemen tshumat meya. So, Chaim Kanievsky says that there are opinions that say that mitzvah lavi honis ninu is only a heter b'di eved. But the majority of opinions, apparently, is that it's mutter to do, to benefit from a mitzvah, even the benefit of doing a mitzvah, even the chatchilo. And therefore, the Chaim Kanievsky has this mahalik very shvat. He also says, what are all the opinions that say that on a mitzvah they are born on? We don't say mitzvah the honest new we're going to do. Like the Maraponim himself says, that this is going to be proof to these opinions. So says the Chaim Kanievsky, if so, so you're pushing away the other opinions. What are the other opinions? How do the other opinions learn this Yushalmi? Everyone agrees that there is a Yushalmi. So he brings down that there's a Mishnah Lemelech. So the Mishnah Lemelech says that since the whole Isser, since the whole prohibition of a Yisrael benefiting from Tshumat Tmeya is only a rabbinical prohibition, and the mitzvah of Neyos Chanukah is a rabbinical mitzvah, a rabbinical commandment, so the Rabbanon said that this mitzvah, the Rabbanon, could push away the issue of benefiting from Tshumat Tmeya. So then it's understandable why it's only permitted if someone has no other oil. Because it's only if they have no other option, so then the Rabbanon permitted it. If he has another option, then the Rabbanon prohibited it. However, as we said before, there are many opinions that say that the Israel benefiting, the Israel of Israel benefiting, Hanoah Shal Kidui, is the Israel of Yaisa. If that's the case, and this Mahalach of the Mishnah Lemelech won't work. So if so, how could we answer this Yushalmi? Why to light near Chanukah, why is it permitted to light near Chanukah with Shemen Truma Tmeya? Shemen that's made of Truma Tmeya. Shemen which is Truma Tmeya. So Chaim Kanievsky has a pshat like this. The Oilam will say, we'll say a mahalach, maybe they won't answer. We'll say that the reason is because it's mitzvah is lavi honis ninu. The reason why it's mutter is because whenever you do a mitzvah, it's not considered a hanah. And even though the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah is only the Rabbanon, we'll still say mitzvah is lavi honis ninu. We had a question, if it's because of mitzvah lavi honis ninu, let it be mutter to do so, even the chatchila. Why is it only mutter if he doesn't have any other oil? So says the Chaim Kanievsky, maybe we could say pshat like this. We're talking about a Yisrael that had truma. He grew olives, and he separated some olives to be truma, and the olives that were made into oil already. So he has oil of truma in his house that he's supposed to give to the kohen. And before he even gave it to the kohen, it became tameh. So now, he still has on himself a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. So there's two things. In other words, besides that there's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen, there's an issur, even if you'll buy it back from the kohen, to benefit from it, ahanah shel kilui. So it goes all the way too. Even if there's no prohibition of benefiting from it, because we'll say mitzvah of the honest nenu, but if he didn't yet give it to the kohen, he can't use it because it's not his, because he has a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. So therefore the pshat is like this. We know there's a rule that nichale le'inish le'evin mitzvah b'mamoinoi. People are happy that somebody else should do a mitzvah with their money. So if it's a yid that didn't, it's a Yisrael that didn't yet give this to the kohen, and he has no other oil, so his only way to be mekayim the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah is by taking the kohen's oil and using it for his Neiris Chanukah. So then I'll say mitzvah. Then I'll say nichali leinish levi mitzvah b'mamoinoi. You're right. He's supposed to give it to the kohen because it belongs to the kohen. It's the property of the kohen. But since he has nothing else to use to light Neiris Chanukah, so the kohen is happy that he should go and use the kohen's oil. And be mekayim that like this, he'll be mekayim his mitzvah Neiris Chanukah better than the kohen getting the oil. That takes care of the iser of like stealing from the kohen. Aye, but he's benefiting hanoh shel kilui. So for that, I say mitzvah love the honest ninu. So it comes out there's two reasons why it's, I need to come out to two different reasons to permit this. First of all, it's mitzvah love the honest ninu, and second of all, there's a nichal in the inish to the other mitzvah b'mamoinoi. So if this is the case, then I can understand why it's only permitted if he has no other oil. Because if he has other oil, then I don't say nichal in the inish to the other mitzvah b'mamoinoi. Why should the kohen permit him to use his oil if he has other oil that he could use? This would be a pretty geshmak pshat. He has one other pshat that could work for those that say the mitzvah of the honest thing is not said by the Rabbanon. He says that it could be, well, let's say, we'll say that the whole Yishalmi is not talking about a Yisrael that's using it. We'll say the Yishalmi is talking about a Kohen has the Chumat Meah. If the Kohen has the Chumat Meah, the Kohen could always use Chumat Meah to burn it and benefit. So what's the Havamin of the Yishalmi that it should be prohibited? Why should I think it's prohibited? So then the answer is, because the kohen, even a kohen has different prohibition, has different things he has to be careful with truma. One of the things a kohen has to be careful with truma is that he has to make sure that he's not me'abed the yodayim. Doesn't summarily destroy it. So therefore, I would have thought that Yishalmi had a havamina. That since by Neiris Chanukah the leftover oil becomes also to use, becomes also to be hanoh, you can't do anything with it. So I would think that maybe the kohen can't use the oil for his own Neiris Chanukah because he's making it become also behanoh. Even the kohen won't be able to benefit from it if it won't get used up for his Neiris Chanukah. So I would have thought that the kohen is prohibited to burn it in his Chanukah menorah. Kamashma lo, and that the Yishalmi says no, that the kohen is permitted to use it because once it's tameh, then there's no din shimur. Once it became tameh, then the kohen is not obligated to make sure that it doesn't become asa be'anot. Only when the truma is tahira, then he has a mitzvah of shimur. So you'll ask me, if so why can't the kohen use the oil for his Chanukah menorah, even the Chatchila? Why does Yishalmi say it's only if he has no other oil, then he could use it? So that is Chaim Kinyati says like this. There's a din that you can't do mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos. You're not allowed to do two mitzvahs at the same time. So this Truma Tmeya, really you're supposed to burn. There's a mitzvah to burn. Narzos, so if you're going to go ahead and use it for Chanukah, when it comes out, you're doing two mitzvahs at the same time. You're burning, you're being mekayin in the mitzvah of burning Truma Tmeya, and being mekayin in the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah Menorah at the same time. And you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do two mitzvahs at the same time. So why is it permitted? So the only reason why the Yishalmi is permitted is because he has no other option. This halacha that you're not allowed to do two mitzvahs at the same time is only if you have another option. When you don't have another option, then you're allowed to do mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So this is the other mahalach, how to learn the Yishalmi, and this mahalach would work even if you hold that we say mitzvahs are the honest ninu. Is not said for a mitzvah derabbanon, but we can learn then that the Yishalmi is talking about a kohen, that a kohen wants to use it, and I would have thought that the kohen is not allowed to be ma'abed it, he's making it become also about no, so therefore he can't use it. Kamashmala that he could, but even if he could, he's only allowed to use it if he has no other option, because if he has another option, then there's a problem of ein is in mitzvahs, chavilois, chavilois. You cannot do mitzvahs, two mitzvahs at the same time.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.